Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News for today, Thursday, May 14. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, opposition leader says the DLP government's deliberately attempting to prevent local tissue exports to Venezuela. Haiti's first lady candidacy for a Senate seat rejected. An investigation suggests derailed Amtrak train was speeding. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. The details coming up.
Create your sweet retreat with bed frames, bedroom furniture, and mattresses from Quartz. Shop today and get free gifts with the purchase of mattresses. Plus, enjoy huge savings on bedroom combos and mattresses. And pay absolutely nothing for 60 days when you shop with Quartz Ready Finance. You can support a charitable organization with your purchase. We will donate a percentage of each bedding sale to a worthy cause. So the ultimate retreat can be yours with the best in bedroom furniture and mattresses. Only at Quartz. Bringing value. Home.
Almost 2 years since a local toilet paper plant owner here made efforts to expand its production and create jobs on islands through the shipment of toilet paper to Venezuela, and still no significant move has been made in getting the project off the ground by those in authority. Managing Director of Nature Island Paper Products, Inc., Severa McKenzie, says from May 2013 to present, NIP, Inc. has been working assiduously to penetrate the lucrative Venezuelan market, where an acute shortage of toilet paper in that country warranted the government of Venezuela to purchase 50 million rolls of toilet tissue on the international market. Speaking to local media this week, Prime Minister Roosevelt Scarrett says he will not agree to statements that the government has not done anything, and they are more than willing to re-engage the Venezuelan government on that matter.
Any investor in Dominica, whether you are a supporter of the government or not, I have great admiration for you. Because I understand that these people will put their life's earnings to create jobs in the country. So whatever we can do, we facilitate this. If the owner of the toilet paper told you, that the government has not entertained his discourse, I met with him myself on this issue. So I don't think it's fair for anybody to say that we did not do anything. I mean, it's unfortunate, but you know, I don't know why he would say that to you or to anybody else. I mean, one, you can say that we have not been successful in getting paper sold. But I don't think one can say that we did not do anything to seek to facilitate that discussion and so forth. I don't think it's fair at all. And it is something that we're more than willing to re-engage on. And we can arrange a meeting with the company and the ambassador here as early as this week. Friday, we can set up a meeting. But we're more than willing to re-engage the Venezuelans on the gentleman's behalf.
Meanwhile, despite assurances from the Prime Minister that they are willing to see the project succeed, McKenzie says he believes the process has been effectively blocked.
We made many other attempts to get the whole thing going, and then we realized that it was just a waste of time. And so far, so we are talking 6th of December 2014 to, 13th of May 2015. And we tried and we tried, but during this process, we have not received a single phone call from Philbert Aaron. I am convinced that Philbert Aaron has effectively blocked the process, and the information that he has given to the Prime Minister is false.
McKenzie says this venture would be expected to create employment for 40 Dominicans and also have a significant impact on the country's economy. Opposition leader Lennox Linton has accused the DLP administration of deliberately attempting to prevent a local tissue paper company here from seeking to export toilet paper to Venezuela, as the country faces an acute shortage of the product at this time. Linton has in the past voiced concerns on the matter, particularly following news that the Trinidad and Tobago government had taken up the opportunity to exchange tissue paper for oil. Speaking on Q95 Thursday morning, Linton is of the view that this matter has been dragged for 2 years now for political reasons.
The Prime Minister is again giving the assurance that he wants this to happen. But how much of that is credible? How much of that can the people of Dominica realistically believe now, given what has gone down? That's what I'm asking, you know, because what is a roadblock? Nobody is stopping this from happening. Nobody's saying it should not happen. Everybody's saying they would like to see it happen. The ambassador said he tried his best. Severin McKenzie has made proposal after proposal. Roosevelt Scarrett is the best friend Venezuela had in the whole wide world. But Venezuela will not buy toilet paper from Roosevelt's Carriage Country for 2 years while they need toilet paper, and the toilet paper is available down here. That's what we've been asked to believe. And Mr. Skerritt is not telling you how much he values people who have risked their life earnings to employ people in Dominican, regardless of what their political consideration is. He will support them and so on and so on. What of this initiative? Why has this initiative not happened? And I suggest to you, we can run away from it as much as we want. It has not happened because of the politics of the Labour Party, the victimization politics of the Labour Party that wanted to get at Severin McKenzie.
As protest action continues at the Public Works Corporation, PWC, General Secretary of the Dominica Public Service Union, DPSU, Thomas Leta, has promised to maintain the protest until matters are addressed. Protest action at the PWC site in Goodwill is now in its second day, and on Thursday, Leta confirmed that the PWC board meeting is scheduled to take place later in the day, following which decisions on the way forward can be taken. He clarified that matters such as the payment of salaries and the inconsistency with the payments of Social Security for PWC workers will be discussed before the situation can be reviewed. Later, however, remains resolute that the protest will continue until the matter is resolved. As the second volcanic unrest short course progresses into day three in Dominica, Sir Richard Robertson, director of the UESRC and Regional Project, says this is an important activity to Dominica and the region because it provides an opportunity to test local and regional response mechanisms for future volcanic energies. Dr. Robertson says one of the ways in which the seismic center is able to advance knowledge of the volcanic systems in Dominica is through research. He says the collaborative hosting of the short course between UESRC and the Vuelco Consortium, a European Union-funded project, makes provision for the costs associated with undertaking research. Robinson is of the view that the short course provides an opportunity for specialists from overseas to come to Dominica and through interactions with persons already working on island to learn more and potentially spur more research.
The short course has within it components where they feedback amongst themselves and also amongst Dominicans who are present. They provide the information and some of the findings of their research back to the community, both in Dominica and in the region. So the idea is that the knowledge that is advanced is shared, and therefore it can make a difference in terms of impact that it could have in the future. And then a final part of this short course is that we're actually going to simulate an eruption of a period of unrest at a Dominican volcano. And in that, we're going to therefore be able to test some of the things that we have researched, and also help the ODM and people involved in managing unrest periods to use some of these tools, and also to learn from our experience in research and also test their own systems. So the course, in a sense, is a multi-component thing. We have some fieldwork to Korean people because we're going to look at the unrest later on. We have some lectures where we're going to share some of the knowledge amongst ourselves and with others. And we have a final component where we're going to actually, in a sense, apply that knowledge. So it has a range of things which hopefully at the end would ensure that the impact of the project and the research that we do would be far ranging, a wider ranging.
In more news, the candidacy for a Senate seat in Haiti's First Lady Sophia Martelly has been rejected by electoral authorities, who found her ineligible because of nationality issues and administrative clearance, a source close to the Electoral Council told HCNN on Wednesday. Electoral judges argued that Mrs. Martelly did not complete the process that should lead to the renouncement of her U.S. passport, even though she returned in March of 2014 her foreign passport in a move to give up her U.S. citizenship, which was a legal and constitutional prerequisite to enter the senatorial race. Sophia Martelly was born in the United States. Sophia Martelly's candidacy was also denied because she did not receive clearance from administrative court auditors of her management of public funds after she was appointed chairwoman of the presidential commission that had spent money from public treasury. And an Amtrak train that derailed in Philadelphia, killing at least 7 people, was traveling at twice the speed limit, to say safety experts. The driver applied the emergency brakes when the train hit 106 miles per hour or 170 kilometers per hour on a 50 mile per hour track. said the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB. But his efforts had only brought the speed down to 102 miles per hour when the deadly crash happened. He has been identified in U.S. media as 32-year-old Brandon Bostian. And that's this afternoon's Midday News, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader says the DLP government's deliberately attempting to prevent local tissue export to Venezuela. Haiti's First Lady candidacy for a Senate seat rejected. An investigation suggests derailed Amtrak train was speeding. Once again, the news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our news packages, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire Q95 news team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.